Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With my colleague and friend Evan Ellis, professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Xi Jinping is in California, but soon enough, Xi Jinping will be meeting at APEC not only with the president of the United States past, but the president of Mexico present. Mr. AMLO is a one-term president. That is the Constitution. He is leaving office. He is named a person he wants as successor, Claudia Sheinbaum, former mayor of Mexico City. All is in order, except the meeting between these two men is significant for what is also presumed to be underway, which is either called friendshoring or nearshoring, bringing some part or many parts of the supply chain back from China to something that can be relied upon and is not prey to the vicissitudes of an authoritarian government. Professor, AMLO wants to talk about development in Mexico with China. I understand that. But China's aware of the friendshoring underway. Is that going to influence this conversation, or going forward, is that going to slow the nearshoring to Mexico?
Well, it certainly will be part of the conversation, John. As you pointed out, AMLO in coming to be, AMLO, Mexico being, among other things, a Pacific bordering country, is part of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. And so it was interesting that he's coming to this U.S.-hosted APEC Leadership Summit in San Francisco. And as with so many other things about APEC, some of the most interesting things are that the sidebar meetings that will occur. So there'll be an AMLO sidebar meeting with President Biden. There'll be a sidebar meeting with Canada's President Trudeau. And of course, there will be a sidebar meeting with President Xi. First time that AMLO and Xi apparently have actually met. But as you pointed out, although structurally Mexico has traditionally been a competitor to the PRC in terms of things like manufacturers, and there's been a lot of kind of political mistrust among a certain part of the Mexican labor force and others. At the same time, China has long also been an element in Mexico's supply chains, trying to produced towards the U.S. market. And so one of the ironies of nearshoring is that as countries with this new tension between the United States and China have recognized that the need, especially in tech sectors, to try to produce in a closer place, a non-Chinese place like Mexico, Mexico has not only benefited from Western companies trying to essentially get out of China and into some place that gives them better access to the U.S. market under the terms of the U.S. Mexico, the USMCA trade accords, but also Chinese companies who have not wanted to be excluded from the U.S. market because they are Chinese have also flocked to Mexico. So the estimate is that the investment of companies in Mexico alone by nearshoring may add as much as 1.2% to the Mexican economic growth, giving giving a growth of maybe as much as 3.5% this year. In places like the North and places like Nuevo León, some of the biggest contributors to that demand for factory space is actually Chinese companies setting up their distribution networks. And so that conversation about essentially the role of Chinese companies in Mexican supply chains coming to the United States will definitely be part of the AMLO conversation with Xi, an area where there is a clear correlation of interests.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute, The New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.